The global grains market is well supplied in the 2020 and 21 season, although we've seen a substantial rise in prices in the recent past. That was not an issue of the supply shortages. In fact, the primary driver of grain and oilseeds prices in the recent past has really been the rising demand in China. We know that China in 2018-19 had a devastating African swine fever in their pig industry. Now, the recovery of that, building up that herd, those herds, and also just an expansion in the beef side and stuff, has been the key driver of those imports of maize and soybeans, and by virtue really providing a wide range support across the grains market. But there was also unfavorable weather conditions in some major producing areas. If you think about parts of Europe, you think about parts of South America, which were affected in part by the La Nina, which the world has been onto. We know that when there's a La Nina weather situation in South Africa, we'd get excess rainfall. But some of the areas like parts of Argentina, they do get drier weather conditions. And then we saw that affecting parts of Argentina and parts of Brazil. Hence, over certain periods over the past few months, we've seen prices rising and all of that. But on aggregate, if one looks at the supplies that are available, the global grains and oilseed supply are still intact. And this message came out sharply at the end of last week when the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, released an update of its World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report for April 2021. Now, if I were to summarize what that report says, for 2020-21 global wheat production, for example, the number is 776 million tons. That's marginally down from the estimate of last month. But if you look at it and put it in perspective compared to the previous season, which is the 2019-20 season, that's up by 2%, which shows that improvement in the supplies that I was talking about. But if one was to look in terms of the ending stocks, which are important for seeing the price movements, the ending stocks are down by a percentage point compared to last year. And that speaks to that increase in consumption, which is eating up on the inventories. And obviously, in the near term, this is likely to continue providing support on prices. In terms of maize, the global maize production in the 2020-21 season are also solid, up by 2% from a previous season, with a volume of an estimated 1.1 billion tons of maize that is available. And similarly to wheat, if you look at the maize inventories or stocks, they are down 6% on a year-on-year basis. It's because of that substantial consumption that we see in China, because of that recovery on the pig industry, recovery also to a certain extent in beef consumption in some parts of the world. And that also in the near term could keep global maize prices somewhat supported. But obviously, prices will also be affected by what happens on the planting intentions in the United States, which will come up next month, released by the United States Department of Agriculture. Now, if you proceed and you look at soybeans, it's a similar story. Soybean production in 2020-21 season is up 7% on a year-on-year basis with a volume of an estimated 363 million tons. And that also speaks to the recovery in Brazil in terms of a crop, a recovery in the United States. And obviously, this comes from a slightly lower base than the other crops, because soybeans was affected by excessive rains in the United States in the previous season. And in terms of stocks, though, the stocks could fall by 10% on a year-on-year basis, back to the same issue of the rise in consumption in China. In terms of global rice, the data we have shows that global rice production could amount to 504 million tons. That's up 1% from the previous season. And in terms of stocks, stocks are relatively stable, unchanged on the rice side, estimated at around about 178 million tons. All of these is important for South African market, because while these are global developments, but they have an impact in South Africa, direct and indirect, as you remember that we are the net importers of soybean meal, net importers of palm oil, net importers of rice, wheat, sunflower oil. So whatever happens on prices of these commodities, we do it, see it filtered through in the domestic market. In as far as maize, we're expecting the second largest maize on record in South Africa this season, about 16.7 million tons. So the impact of the global maize developments in the domestic maize market might somewhat be minimal, especially as we get into the harvest season. But all of the other crops will continue to ever have that significant impact in South Africa. Hence, we monitor what happens in the global market. And as we go into next month, the key issue will not only be this season that I've just explained, but also what will be happening in a 2021-22 season as the United States will be releasing their intentions to plant. The survey done by the USDA is already out. It came out lower than market expectations, but still showing plantings that are marginally higher than what we saw in the 2020-21 season.